Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 62. Lows dip down to about 48. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 52.
Kansas, Mid-America to Brick News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passage of the reconciliation bill in Washington, D.C. at the end of last week, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly wrapped up last week by making her statement saying that she's concerned about the uncertainty of some of the social programs at the federal level, including Medicaid and the SNAP program, also known as food stamps. As Governor Kelly says that if Congress tries to punt down some of the Medicaid expenditures down to statewide levels, that it would be unfeasible for the program.
The idea that states will respond to massive cuts of federally appropriated dollars by backfilling with state resources is total bunk. We don't have the money.
That audio from KWCH News. Governor Kelly has been an advocate for the past 8 years as governor to advocate for the expansion of the Medicaid program at the statewide level. The reconciliation bill does not cut Medicaid funding. However, it does create work requirements for some able-bodied individuals. Mid-America Network News.
They said the sedan was gone, that SUVs had taken over the road. But this May, the legend returns. Introducing the all-new 2025 Kia K4. And at Midwest Kia, we're proving once and for all, the sedan lives. Right now, lease the bold, feature-packed 2025 Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month with zero due at signing 36-month lease. That's right, sporty design, tech-loaded interior, and legendary Kia value, all with zero down and $299 a month. The future of driving is here, and it's sleek, smart, and seriously fun to drive. The K4 is proving that there is still room on the road for the sedan to shine. Hurry in to Midwest Kia or visit MidwestKia.com. And remember, the sedan lives.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
Well, the cleanup, recovery, and rebuilding efforts continue on in the town of Grinnell, Kansas, after the EF3 tornado had ravaged the town just a week ago. With the past weekend, more than 300 Kansans showing up in the town to help out with the recovery efforts, as members of the community say that they hope to salvage the town instead of seeing it become a ghost town.
I hope that everybody comes back and rebuilds and Grinnell doesn't become a ghost town. It's just a lot. We've had to move out of our house. It's going to be under construction for a long time. I just feel really bad for all the people around us, but thank God everybody's okay. That's really what matters at the end of the day.
That audio from Cake News, where over the weekend we had individuals of all different ages showing up to the town, along with Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt, joining the nonprofits and different businesses as a resource to offer help and fill out insurance paperwork, along with connecting citizens with additional resources. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly also showed up during the weekend to help survey the damage. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America, Nebraska News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, maybe a year and a half out until the midterm elections of 2026, but that's not stopping many candidates to already hit the campaign trail and to begin their fundraising. As according to the latest finance reports, U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts has already begun to get support from Senate Republicans around the nation and get fundraising from outside organizations in the upcoming potential race against nonpartisan labor leader Dan Osborne. According to some political experts in the state of Nebraska, they say that it is an indication of a concern for the Republicans of potentially losing that seat with what they're calling the, quote, Osborne threat as more Democrats begin to gain power and influence at local elections around the state, with Democrats taking over the mayor's race in Lincoln and Omaha, showing a, quote, deeper blue influence in those regions. Ricketts had won the special election for the final 2 years of former Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse after being appointed by Governor Jim Pillen. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Nemaha County Attorney Brad Lippert advised at last week's meeting that he's moving his retirement date up to July 1st this year, which was planned next summer. He's recommending the position take care of all child in need of care and juvenile cases, and suggested raising the budget for the post another $40,000 to better attract funding and attorney following his retirement. Nemaha County Commissioners will meet in special session Tuesday and will discuss the pay and roles of the county attorney and county counselor. Gage County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to proceed with Davis Design of Lincoln, pending contract negotiation for design concept and ideas for potential jail expansion. 5 requests for proposals were received. Rural Wymore residents served by the Lower Big Blue Natural Resources District are under a boil water advisory as a result of a loss of pressure in the system over this past weekend. Cause is being determined and will be repaired, as the Wymore Rural System will continue to test water samples to ensure public health safety. Judy Bisping was our public affairs guest this past weekend on KNDY. She has recently assumed the post of community health worker with the River Valley Extension District.
Knew they had received a grant to create a position called a community health worker. And what that is it's kind of a liaison or a link between the community and whatever services they need. And that's how she approached me about it and told me that the position was open and thought I'd be a good fit for it because I had worked in the medical field for about 30 years in probably pretty much the four counties that were responsible for Cloud, Republic, Clay, and Washington.
If you missed the conversation, our public affairs programs are available as a podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com, on our social media and mobile apps. Everett E. Samuelson, age 35, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery at Beatty. Visitation Tuesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ethan Samuelson. Loyola M. Sudbeck, age 91, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Loyola Sudbeck. Randy L. Thorman, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away May 21st. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf, with Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Randy Thorman. Adrian F. Ad Prawley, age 83, of Marysville, passed away April 4th. Memorial service is planned Thursday, May 29th, 2 p.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ad Prawley. Lona A. Dittmer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away May 25th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 3 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lona Dittmer. Larry A. Swanson, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away May 20th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m., Salem Lutheran Church, south of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Larry Swanson.
on the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today. Roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and lime pears. Tomorrow, ham salad sandwich, sweet potato fries, strawberry and spinach salad, mandarin oranges, and a cookie. KUDY News Time, 7:13.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level low-pressure system continues to slowly work eastward over the next couple of days, we'll keep that chance for some scattered showers and possibly some thunder showers in the forecast. Thankfully, any severe weather will stay well off to our south, down into the southern plains, and likewise into the Gulf Coast states. The clouds and rain around will keep those temperatures in check, staying below average for this time of year. High temperatures by this afternoon, looking to stay confined to the middle range of the 60s. For tonight, we'll dip to some upper 40s for those overnight low temperatures, and into your Wednesday as well, keeping that chance for some scattered showers with upper 60s for highs. We'll gradually improve those temperatures as we head later into the work week. Thursday, back closer to the lower 70s, and even taking a swing at some lower 80s on Friday, with mid-80s for highs into your weekend. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late May, 80. Record high on this date, 99. The average low, 58. And the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Widespread, 3/4 inch, give or take. On Memorial Day Monday, we hit 80 hundredths here at studios in Marysville. And a cloudy overcast lingers, 52 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 27th of May. KUDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Bouncing back from that embarrassing outing. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Thunder, after dropping game 3 by 42, bounces back Monday with a 2-point win in Game 4, beating Minnesota 128-126, closest game of the series for Oklahoma City, and one of a relatively few close games for the season.
Think about this. During the regular season, they were not in very many close games. And I think going into this series, people wanted to find out, what are the Thunder made of? Can they execute in a hostile environment, in a close game, under pressure? And what they did tonight, they showed that they could execute down the stretch. They showed that the moment wasn't too big for them. They trusted each other. The ball moved, and every guy that stepped up made a big shot.
Former Denver coach Michael Malone, Thunder taking a 3-1 series lead with the win last night. They have a chance to close it out tomorrow. Today, game 4 for the Knicks-Pacers. Indy leads that series 2-1. On the ice, Hurricanes stave off elimination, a 3-0 shutout of the Panthers. It was a one-goal game until Carolina added a pair of empty netters late in the third. Tonight, game 4 for Dallas and Edmonton. Oilers lead that series 2-1. Baseball, Mets and Padres both with walk-off wins yesterday. Mets get a game-winning sac fly to beat the White Sox. Padres,
the 1-2 pitch in the dirt, gets by Hicks. Wade is going to try to score. Here comes the throw. He is safe, and the Padres win it. On a wild pitch, Tyler Wade scoring from third base, just getting ahead of the tag at home plate, and the Padres win this ball game in the 11th by a score of 4-3.
97-3, the Fan. Padres get the walk-off win. Shohei Ohtani leadoff home run for a second straight day. Dodgers beat Cleveland 7-2. Rays top the Twins 7-2, their sixth straight win. Tigers get to 35 wins, beating the Giants 3-1. Blue Jays edge the Rangers 2-1. Caitlin Clark strained quad. Fever says she'll miss a couple of weeks.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all starts Thursday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are in a buying mood after the Memorial Day weekend. Stock futures were sharply higher overnight after President Trump announced a delay in his threatened 50% tariff on imports from Europe. Rising competition and a tarnished reputation are behind a 49% year-over-year plunge in European sales of Tesla automobiles. Protests against company chief Elon Musk and his involvement with the Trump administration have popped up outside Tesla dealerships across the continent. A proposed tax code change tucked into a bill advanced in the House last week could hit the owners of pro sports teams in the wallet. Under that measure, only half the value of those teams would be tax deductible instead of the current entire value. And Southwest Airlines' longstanding policy allowing free checked baggage for everyone comes to an end tomorrow. Starting on Wednesday, most passengers will pay $35 for the first checked bag. The second will cost another $45. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Kick off your summer of winning with KNDY and the 2025 Country Stampede in Bonner Springs, Kansas, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Experience country's best artists like Thursday's headliner, presented by Kansas Lottery. Five-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Fryan.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Friday night, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy three-time Grammy winner Miranda Lambert.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Then close out the weekend with Shenandoah and Cole Swindell on Saturday night. Visit KNDY's Facebook page every Tuesday in June to enter for a chance to win three-day superfan passes. Experience one or all 3 days and do it all up close and personal. Visit CountryStampede.com for information and start your summer right by winning Country Stampede tickets from KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. In 2024, U.S. red wheat production, including both hard red winter and spring varieties, has shown strong signs of improvement. Winter wheat output jumped by 17% thanks to better yields and fewer abandoned fields, especially in the southern and central plains. Meanwhile, spring wheat production also rose by 8%, overcoming regional challenges like drought and disease. Both crops delivered high-quality grain, meeting market standards and boosting the U.S.'s competitiveness in global wheat markets. This year marks a positive turning point for red wheat farmers across the country. Kansas State grain economist Dan O'Brien with the latest on hard red winter wheat exports.
There was some news in the wheat market this week that was a pretty big deal. China had come out here recently and indicated publicly that they were telling their farmers or giving their farmers advice on how to salvage any wheat that they could. They've had drought, debilitating drought in some of their wheat areas. So, some of the strength in the in the wheat market that we've seen here about a dime, that's been positive. But really, in the long run, if China comes into the world wheat market, it may or may not be to the United States, but if they buy elsewhere, they're still gobbling up, crowding out other, taking up, using up available supplies, crowding out other buyers from around the world, and eventually forcing business to come to the United States. So I'll be interested to see how that works its way through the markets here in coming days.
Dan then goes on to explain that they are dealing with a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the crops, and also adds that they are focusing on the growing conditions and recognizes that harvest wheat production is ahead of schedule. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many alfalfa growers in Kansas have done their first cutting and still might be seeing pests in their plants. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses how they could currently be finding aphids and soon be seeing potato leafhoppers as well. Whitworth says how aphids can be good for beneficials.
So the aphids are going to be feeding on the plants. They suck the juice out of the plant. They're really pretty easily seen right now when you walk out and you've just cut your field and you see all these aphids clustered around the little stems, around the end of the stem, sucking the juice out of it. Everybody gets a little bit nervous. What we have found, and it's true again this year, there's a considerable population of lady beetles, and the lady beetles right now that I've seen are small larvae, so they're really hard to detect, but they're there. And these larvae are voracious at feeding on aphids.
He explains why not spraying is his recommendation for most growers at this time.
The pea aphids that are out there, or any other aphids, the larvae that I've seen of the lady beetle or the lady beetle adult, I think they're going to be taken care of. So we don't recommend treating for aphids because that helps feed the lady beetles. So the lady beetle population can build up for other aphids that may come in on sorghum or corn or anything else later in the year. So right now, if you can refrain from spraying the adult weevils and the pea aphids or the aphids that are in your field, I think I'd really recommend that.
There is another pest that could be found in the coming weeks in alfalfa, says Whitworth.
Potato leafhoppers don't overwinter in Kansas. At least they never have. They go to the southern part of the United States or even further south than that. Doesn't matter. They come back into the state every year, usually between the second and the third cutting. It's probably the first to the mid part of June. So when we first start seeing our first potato leafhoppers, they come in on the winds. You get some southern breezes, blows potato leafhoppers in. All of a sudden, they're all there. The females start laying eggs, inserting the eggs inside the stems of the alfalfa, and those little tiny hoppers come out in 3 or 4 days. And like the larval alfalfa weevil, like the nymph aphids, or like teenagers, they feed 24/7, it seems like. And that's when we have problems. Potato leafhopper infestation will probably start again, like I said, in 2 to 3 weeks, but I've not seen any now.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with what pests might be seen in the alfalfa field even after the first cutting. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Centuries of farming lore says we should pay heed to the moon phase when planting. We will tell you what's up with the waxing and waning today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now. OW.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 27th, the 147th day of the year. Statesman Henry Kissinger was born on this day, and 92 years ago, the first automatic soda fountain dispenser was introduced at the Chicago World's Fair. Yesterday's new moon means planting done now will be done by the light or the waxing phase of the moon. For centuries, old-time wisdom has held that plants that bear above-ground crops do best when planted during this phase. Some lore goes further, saying crops with seeds outside the fruit, lettuce, broccoli, and cauliflower, for example, do best before the first quarter phase. There's optimum growing energy for crops with inner seeds, beans, peppers, tomatoes, and such, between the first quarter and full moons. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our favorable planting guide at almanac.com.
Tired of worrying about your fuel deliveries? At Kermer Oil, we understand that when you need it, you really need it. Since 1976, we've been the region's trusted fuel provider. We've built our reputation on dependable service, ensuring your bulk fuel, propane, and oil arrive exactly when you expect them. You can count on Kermer Oil for on-time delivery and a fair price every time. We're part of your community. Give us a call today or visit us at KermerOil.com. Kermer Oil, your reliable fuel partner.
Get ready for the ultimate music experience and rock the plains in Manhattan, Kansas at Tone Creek State Park, August 8th and 9th. Join us for 2 days of non-stop live music featuring Casey Donahue.
Living the double wide dream.
Logan Mize.
She calls me back. Back to her heartland.
Curtis Grimes.
Loving the cowboys.
And Randy Rogers.
I wish he were in my arms instead.
More. You'll be under the stars and by the dam for this historic weekend.
Bring your friends, bring the energy, and let's rock the plains together.
You'll also see Aaron Watson.
Burning like an old freight train.
Pat Green.
Came upon the way, long way.
And the Josh Abbott Band.
She's like Texas. She likes me.
Get your chance now at rocktheplains.com with VIP and camping sites available. We'll see you at Rock the Plains at Tell Grease State Park.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, and 52 degrees. Cooler yet today, highs in the low to mid-60s, mid to upper 60s midweek, and then ranging around 70s, we get back seasonal highs toward week's end. Welcome, widespread, long, slow showers Memorial Day. We had about 80 hundredths in our rain gauge, widespread around 3/4 inch, depends where you're at, but everybody got a shot.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are working their way through a three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Cincinnati Reds, where game number two is tonight with first pitch at 6:40. They wrapped up their last on-the-road series against the Minnesota Twins, where they ended up only winning one game, the final game of that three-game series, and a 2-1 victory, where the Kansas City Royals are in a three-way battle for that second-place slot in the American League Central against the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Guardians, with the Royals' record right now at 29-25. Both the Guardians and the Twins only have 23 losses under their belt, one game up over the Royals. Kansas City wraps up this three-game series against the Reds tomorrow on Wednesday before staying at home in Kauffman Stadium against the Detroit Tigers. That series starts on Friday going through next weekend. On the college baseball side, NCAA regional tournaments also start for college baseball as well, starting on Friday going through the weekend as well, with rosters being released throughout this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kick off your summer of winning with KNDY and the 2025 Country Stampede in Bonner Springs, Kansas, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Experience country's best artists like Thursday's headliner, presented by Kansas Lottery. Five-time Entertainer of the Year, Luke Bryan.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Friday night, presented by Jim Beam. Enjoy three-time Grammy winner Miranda Lambert.
But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
Then, close out. the weekend with Shenandoah and Cole Swindell on Saturday night. Visit KNDY's Facebook page every Tuesday in June to enter for a chance to win 3-day superfan passes. Experience one or all 3 days and do it all up close and personal. Visit CountryStampede.com for information and start your summer right by winning Country Stampede tickets from KNDY.
KNDY.